الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآنه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا إن الله معنا فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا والله عزيز حكيم. We always begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, sustainer, nourisher, protector and curer. We ask Allah the Almighty to shower His choicest of blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, his companions and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. O slaves of Allah, each and every day is a beautiful day. لا تحزن إن الله معنا لا تحزن إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Do not lose hope, do not despair, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. As long as we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as we believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as we place our complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. Come what may, whatever the problem, whatever the affliction, whatever the calamity that may hit us, inevitably, no doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get us through it. For He, at the end of the day, is the best disposer of all of our affairs. Of all of our affairs. Let me put it like this. Just imagine, you are being chased by an enemy, by a hostile enemy who wants to kill you. Just imagine, you are being chased by an enemy, a hostile enemy that wants to kill you. You end up being cornered by a cave, and you enter that cave. Just imagine this, you enter that cave. And after entering that cave, you realize that it is a dead end. There is no way out. You have no way to escape from these enemies of yours. To whom, my dear respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, to whom do you think you will turn at that time for help? No doubt you will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the same situation our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and please remember salawat whenever I mention his beautiful name, our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his very very close companion Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, were in when the kuffar of Quraysh chased them whilst they were making hijrah. Whilst they were making hijrah, almost 50 of them, 50 of the kuffar, armed to the teeth, Allahu Akbar, 50 of them, soldiers, they were hunting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hunting for his companion Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to kill them. They see a cave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the minute they see that cave on the Mount of Thawr, they hide in that cave. They hide in that cave. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, now they are in the cave. The enemies had surrounded the cave. They were looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu looks up and then he says, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah. If any one of them were to just look down at his feet, he would see us, Ya Rasulullah. If any one of those kuffar, if they were to just look down at their feet, he would see us, Ya Rasulullah. He would see us. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the companionship between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was an amazing companionship, an amazing friendship that they shared. From the very inception, through thick and thin, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his mission. Allahu Akbar. Throughout his mission, through thick and thin. Pausing for a moment, talking about companionship. On a more personal note, I wish to say with a very grateful heart that it is a very similar companionship and friendship that I share with the groom, Brother Shamim. Our friendship began for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a very close friend of mine. And throughout, he has been a pillar of support, helping me and supporting me through all my dawah and dini related activities. And today I'm very happy to welcome him into my family, as he is marrying in my family, inshallah ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him and to bless his soon-to-be wife. And may he unite them forever. Ameen. Please say ameen. Coming back to the story. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was scared. He tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my dear respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, you know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said at that moment? Amazing words. Words that should fill each and every one of our hearts with hope, with positivity, with tranquility. Amazing words. Oh my beloved companion, La tahzan inna allaha ma'ana. La tahzan inna allaha ma'ana. Do not lose hope. Do not worry. Do not despair. Allah is with us. Allahu Akbar. Allah is with us. In another narration, at that point, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, there were angels sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover that cave, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the noble Quran, فَأَنَزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down sakina upon them. Allahu Akbar. Allah sent down sakina and helped them with a force that no one, eyes could not see. Angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down angels to protect them. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, let us benchmark that incident with our own lives. At times, or many a time, we come upon crossroads. We come upon many junctions in our lives where we may feel confused as what to do or where to head, what am I to choose at that moment and at that point. Many a time it's the fear of the unknown that grips us. Let's say for example, just before a marriage, an arranged marriage, you go, you see the girl with one meeting, two meetings, three meetings, you cannot really understand the girl in totality. Unlike Western cultures, where they date, at times they sleep with one another and then they break off. But Islam is so pure, so beautiful, that we maintain our chastity. And at this point, my dear respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, it is a leap of faith that we take, placing our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a leap of faith that we take, placing our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have nothing to worry. We believers have nothing to worry. Nothing at all. Because if we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have Allah, the King of all kings, by our side. Let me ask you all a question. If the president of this country were to call you up and tell you, dear brother Ridha, for example, I'm giving you presidential security. Go wherever you want in the country, drive at whatever speed you wish, do whatever you want to do. Just if the cops stop you, just tell them my name, or he gives a special card, you just flash the card and you move. You know, it'll be difficult to catch Brother Ridha then. You know. But then just think, not a worldly president, not a worldly king. Allah, the King of all kings, if He is going to be by your side, not a worldly president, with one election perhaps He may be toppled, and then Brother Ridha is back to normal. Allah, King of all kings. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ. الله سبحانه وتعالى تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He gives kingdom for whom He wills. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He gives honor, dignity, respect for whom He wills. He is Al-Mu'izz. He is the one who gives honor and respect. وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He is the one who puts down people. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ. All good is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is powerful and all powerful over everything. He is capable of everything. This is the maker, that we are subject to. So any aspect in our lives, the minute we place our complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put our feet forward, Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, and no doubt we will attain success in this world as well as the hereafter. An amazing hadith which has been recorded in Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, amazing is the affair of the believer. Amazing is the affair of the believer. There is good for him in everything. There is good for him in everything. And that is for no one other than the believer. There is good for him in everything. And that is for no one other than the believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If good times comes his way, he expresses gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if hardship comes his way, he endures it patiently, and that is even better for him. Allahu Akbar. My beloved Shaykh, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he states in regard to this hadith that amazing is the state of a believer. There are three states for a believer. He goes through three stages or three states. One is where he is constantly being blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't have to tell you all. In another place, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim reports from another Salaf, Salafun al-Salih, a pious predecessor, where he says, if you wish to identify or recognize the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, just close your eyes for a moment. Just close your eyes for a moment. What happens when you close your eyes? Everything around you goes dark. I can't see anybody. Then you understand the value of the eyesight that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And then you realize how much shukr, how much gratitude you must express unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are basically wallowing in an ocean of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are supposed to express gratitude upon gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does Allah guarantee for us if we do that? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ, if you express gratitude, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I shall definitely give you more. Allahu Akbar. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ, but on the other hand, if you reject, if you are not grateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, Indeed, my punishment is severe. My torment is a painful torment. Allahu Akbar. The next state that Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah highlights is that a slave of Allah may go through tests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may test that slave of his. Then again, he is not supposed to lose hope. He is not supposed to despair. Some people despair. Oh, my life sucks. You know, that guy is driving in a nice motor vehicle. I'm still going in my bicycle. My dear brother, my dear sister, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, He tests you. Look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved of all creations unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of all creations. Look at how much of trials he went through sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His whole life was full of trials. His whole mission was full of trials. Why? Because Allah azza wa jal loved him. In one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said along the lines of these words, that in terms of trials, the first people who are put through the most of trials are the Anbiya, are the prophets, the galaxy of prophets. They are the ones who are put through trials. Why? Aren't they the most beloved unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shouldn't they be the ones who are living in ease and comfort in this world? But why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala putting them through trials? Because He loves them. And if Allah azza wa jal puts us through trials, we are supposed to endure them patiently without uttering any statement that might displease our beloved Maker.
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ.
We shall indeed test you all بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ, with fear, وَالْجُوعِ, hunger, وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, loss of wealth, وَالْأَنفُسِ, loss of lives, وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, loss of provision. But then, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, but give glad tidings to the patient ones. Give glad tidings to those who endure all of that with patience.
أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ.
They are those upon صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ, and they are the ones who have been guided. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he states, the second stage is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may put you through tests. And at that point, you are supposed to bear patience. And if you do that, you will be successful. Do not lose hope. لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Do not lose hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. The third stage is a stage where we commit sins. We are sinners, all of us, myself included. We sin on a constant basis, on a perpetual basis. The minute we go out, our eyes sin, our tongues sin. We keep sinning. So it is upon us to keep on seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, do not lose hope. Think optimistic thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the noble Quran,
نَبِّعْ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform my slaves. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us. Inform my slaves that أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, that indeed I am the most forgiving, the most merciful. Does that not fill our hearts with hope? But then again, we're not supposed to play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must not take the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granted, because the very next ayah, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say?
وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ.
But then remember that indeed my punishment, عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ, it is a painful torment. So therefore, we must balance between hope and fear. Hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the two wings of a believer. A bird cannot fly with one wing. It needs two wings. Likewise, a believer needs these two wings, hope and fear, to fly beautifully unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, my dear respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, do not lose hope. Do not fear the unknown. Do not feel uncomfortable to come out of your comfort zone. Place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of your endeavors. Do not lose hope. Be optimistic. Be positive. Do not be negative. Do not be a pessimist. Be optimistic, because our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest optimist to walk on the face of this earth. And we are following him. He is our role model. Therefore, we Muslims, the Muslim Ummah, needs to be optimistic, needs to be positive in every single aspect of our lives. And no doubt, we will attain success here, and Jannah is for us. We are successful in the Akhirah too. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the marriage that is about to take place in another few minutes. And may He, the Almighty, bless the two spouses. May He bless the two spouses. May He unite them in a bond of marriage that will last for an eternity. May He fortify and protect their marriage. May He concrete and strengthen their marriage. May He fill their hearts with pure love, care and mercy for one another. And may Allah Azza wa Jal bless the two spouses with junior little Shamims and junior little Aminas. And may He make them obedient and a coolness to their eyes. May He forgive all of our sins, accept our good deeds, and just as how He united us here this beautiful rainy afternoon, may He unite us in the gardens of Jannah with our beloved Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wa, yani alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakumullah khair.